Bunny's artistic and social standing in Paris is well documented. But the man himself remains more of an enigma. In his diary of 1888, Hungarian writer Zsigmond Joost described the 24-year-old Bunny as
6 foot tall, curly blonde hair, pointy blonde beard and moustache, in the French manner.
Still not much to go by. What we can glean from various letters, recollections, newspaper articles and self-portraits is he was a heavy smoker who favoured Galoise, unfiltered French cigarettes with a strong, distinctive smell. He was an avid card player, of bridge in particular, and an accomplished piano player, even captivating Melba. He was very regular in his work habits, painting from immediately after breakfast, where he consumed countless cups of tea with cigarettes, until lunch, always a leisurely affair. Some describe him as happily married, others as unhappily married, but all agree he was socially gregarious. Even Bunny himself spoke in various interviews of his love of the Paris social scene.
Another aspect of Parisian life which appeals strongly to me is the life of the boulevards. The stroll along the Bois, the cafes and trees, the apéritif, the meetings with one's friends.
The three self-portraits here, painted between 1920, when he was 56, and 1933, when he was 70, don't show the artist as a young man, but we do see a progression from debonair gent to ageing aesthete. However, it's the recollection of him by Australian art dealer Lucy Swanton in 1968 that seems to pull the fragments together.
Civilised, courtly, sensitive, delightfully cynical, with the cynicisms accompanied by a faint shrug of his thin shoulders and a gleam of amusement in his brown eyes. Eyes as bright and quick as a bird's,